post-radical neck dissection pain is caused from surgical injury to the cervical nerves. Pain is characterized as a tightness and a burning sensation in the area of the sensory loss. An accessory nerve injury can cause a shoulder drop, which in turn results in an aching, arthritic-type pain. In localized deep throbbing pains, one should consider recurrence of local disease. Post-mastectomy pain occurs in the posterior arm, axilla, and anterior chest wall. It may follow any surgical procedure, even lumpectomy. The cause of the pain is interruption of the intercostiobrachial nerve, a cutaneous sensory branch of T1, T2. The pain is characterized as a tight, constricting, burning pain in the posterior arm and axilla radiating across the anterior chest wall with pain exacerbation on movement of the arm. Post-thoracotomy pain occurs in the distribution of an intercostal nerve. The pain is usually due to either post-surgical trauma to the neurovascular bundle or recurrent tumor in the distribution of the intercostal nerve. Traumatic neuromas are uncommon. Post-nephrectomy pain results from surgical incisions in the flank. Pain is caused from interruption of the fibers of L1. It is characterized by a sensation of numbness, fullness, and heaviness in the flank and anterior abdomen and occasionally the groin. CT scan to rule out recurrent disease in the retroperitoneal area around the spinal root is important. Surgical amputation of an extremity can cause two distinct types of post-amputation pain. Phantom limb sensation occurs after all extremity amputations. It is not reported as pain. Phantom limb pain continues at the same site in the phantom limb as prior to the amputation. It may subside with time. Stump pain occurs at the site of the surgical incision. This is usually the result of a traumatic neuroma. Pain is characterized by a burning, dysesthetic sensation. Nerve block by injection of local anesthetic stops the pain. Recurrence of pain in a phantom limb is frequently due to recurrent disease proximally.